Outlaw Distillery's coffee rum is back in stock. Outlaw makes some of the best rums in the game. Don't believe us? Head on over to Outlaw Distillery located at 552nd West, 8360 South, Midvale, Utah for a tour and tasting. Their staff is well-trained and leads with full passion. With homegrown grain to glass, Outlaw Distillery carries some of our favorite weekday sippers, like vanilla bean rum, spiced rum, honey bourbon, and that delicious bourbon whiskey. Trust us when we say it should be outlawed. It's so good. Yeah. Until the next spirits, my friends. You're listening to The Taste Masters, where we sit down and learn from artists within the world of craft beer, liquor, and various fermentation techniques. All right, family, we are here with probably the Joe Rogan of podcasting in Utah County, Mr. Chris Hollifield. Chris, how you doing, brother?
Doing good. I don't know if I would say the Joe Rogan of podcasting. My podcast episodes aren't 4 hours long.
That's true. But I mean, I think everyone knows who I Am Salt Lake, host and founder of I Am Salt Lake. And you have over 500 episodes in the vault.
560-something. 568, I think, are going to be posting later today.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, 60-something like that.
I think the last one was 567, I believe.
Something like that.
I did my homework right. But 568 in over 10 years, brother. That's a long time.
You were actually on the 10-year anniversary
live
podcast recording. That was a lot of fun, man. I don't know if you went back and listened to the live episode. I go back. Do you ever go back and listen to your old episodes,
yeah,
David?
Every once in a while, yeah. To see how far I've come and so
you're like, wow, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It was a good time. And it was, where was it hosted at again?
It was hosted at Title One. They're up in Sandy. They reached out actually and offered to do it. And, you know, originally that a lot of the live shows I've done in the past are at bars and stuff around town. But, you know, I don't know how it's been for you. I know you've hosted at bars, but my experience, they always want a ton of money from me when I host my podcast there.
Interesting.
And I'm just like, I just want to host a show. I'm not like looking for anything crazy. And so I didn't really have a lot of money to foot any bills to do a live podcast recording this time around. And Title One offered to do it. So I said, what the heck?
Have you paid to host an episode before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. If you go back to old episodes of live I Am Salt Lakes, I've done them at a few different bars town.
I didn't know that.
And, you know, then you charge like $5 a person to get in.
Right,
and then
kind
you
of cover charge in a way.
Split it with them or this or that. But they'd always want like $500 up front. And then they would have crappy PA systems. And I mean, maybe it's a different game nowadays. It's been a few years since I've done it.
Yeah. I was thinking about the last couple ones I did live. Sure, it was loud, but I have microphones designed to kind of pick up only in front of us, right?
Yeah.
And I can see why bars would do that because you're taking up their space and some, you know, money that can come in through whatever, right?
Yeah, but this is up on a stage in the whole nine yards. So I was like the entertainment for the night.
Oh, so you're like the band.
Yeah, it was like the band.
Oh, that's
so
way
you know
different.
How bands pay to play, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And so I was up on the stage and it was like a performance and you know, we had an audience you know, I would tend to get like a comedian or something to kind of lighten the mood. And
that's a lot of work in the back end.
Yeah. So there, you know, it was a total performance that you had to organize.
Yeah, you did. Interesting. Wow. And the last one you did was a 10-year anniversary one, right?
That was a 10-year. And before that was quite a few years. I mean, with COVID and all of that. So
I was going to ask you a question, especially speaking of COVID.
Yeah.
You brought up, or you did phone videos or videos, phone calls, interviews on phone calls or interviews on video, right?
Yeah.
How did that go?
During COVID?
Yeah.
So, it's good and bad, right? Like, obviously, there's something to be said the way like we're doing it today, in person, face to face. You can look somebody in the eyes. I mean, even when I've had you on I Am Salt Lake, like they've been in person. Well, with COVID, it was like all of a sudden, the world shut down. There was no choices, really. I mean, obviously, we could have kept going forward and doing it. But at that time, I didn't want to make anybody uncomfortable.
Sure.
I didn't want to reach out to somebody and only have one option for them. So I was like, okay, I teach people how to record remotely, you know, through things like, I say Skype. Well, that was kind of the OG way of doing podcasting remotely. But nowadays there's you know, my mind's blank on who we Squadcast. Squadcast.fm is, for example, one of the services that we use. Anyway, so it was different at first, right? Like at first I'm like, okay, this kind of sucks, right? Because I want that face-to-face back. There's the lag with the internet and this and that. Well, as time went on, I actually began to like it because I was like, even a bit of my lazy side of like, I could sit here in my underwear and do this, right? Like, I don't need to like put pants on. You're like, right. I don't need to, you know, clean the house. I don't need to do any of that stuff. It's like, you know, you turn it on, you record your podcast, you turn it on, you go turn it off and go on with your day. But I started to miss even the banter, like you and I, how we, before we started recording, right? Before you start recording. And then even after you're done recording, there's that, you know, the conversation keeps going and that connection, right? So the connections were starting to kind of dwindle a little bit. I didn't feel as connected to the people that I brought through on the show. But since then, I've kind of been doing podcasts both ways, sometimes in person, sometimes that way, just because sometimes it's just easier to do it that way with schedules and distancing. I mean, I don't know how it is for you. I mean, all of your episodes here on the Tastemasters, they're all in person, right?
Every single one.
Have you done one on like remotely via the computer?
But I'm going to have to, because when I get brewmasters or head distillers in Vermont or Maine, sure. I can't. Oh, I mean, I love to fly out there and do it face to face, but I can't also bring my equipment. I would love to do it. But sometimes just the means of money would hold me back from, you know. I mean, when I went to Italy, people told me to bring my, even my producer's like, hey, if you have extra space, could you just take a couple microphones and like go find someone in Italy? I could totally do that, but I went to Italy to get away from the world. Sure. My wife and I, and that's it.
When did you go to Italy recently?
Oh yeah, beginning of September.
Dude, that's like one of my bucket list things. Oh, like, man. Like in the next year or two, I want
to
go.
We're planning to go on during COVID. So in 2019, we had this huge plan to go see Northern Europe, right? And then COVID hit. Sorry, world ends. All your vouchers get back. So then we finally had to use our vouchers. We're like, you know what? Let's just go to Italy. And we just toured Italy for about 11 days or 13 days, excuse me. And my wife and I just turned our brains off, turned our life off, and we just kind of were tourists living in Italy and trying to learn Italian. And that was the greatest experience of our lives, period. It was awesome.
See, and my first thought is the same way. Take a microphone, do a podcast. And I've done that before, right? Like, I've traveled and I've packed like all my podcast gear, taken up like half of my suitcase, right? Then you're stressing if it's going to break. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't break that microphone, da da da.
Right.
And it goes back to the remote interviews. Nowadays, like with Zoom and all that, like you could really get it so it sounds like they're right in the same room.
And that's my hope.
Yeah.
And then I wish if I do it remotely, and I will eventually, I just know it. It's something I'm avoiding on right now on purpose, but it's going to happen. And when that does happen, I want to make sure that banter you were talking about happens before and after. It has to.
And you can. I'm sure there's ways you could do it. Right. The more you do it, the better you get at it. And I mean, another point I wanted to make, when I started I Am Salt Lake back in 2012, right, 10 years ago, Salt Lake Valley was a much different city. You could get anywhere you wanted in like 10 minutes. I mean, it was like no traffic, nothing, right? So people could get to me quickly. Now, people are like, gosh, you know, to get from this end of the valley to the other is going to take me 45 minutes.
Right.
And so that's where the remote thing comes in, where it's nice because people are like, okay, I could do it with you if I could do it over the phone, or if I could do it over Zoom, if I can do it over my laptop. You're just more apt to get more interviews.
I see that, and I respect that. I think my issue that I combat is the fact that I hate people and I love people at the same time. I love sitting with someone and truly listening to who they are. And I think, personally, I can't do that in 30, 45, 90 minutes. I want to have like an evening with you. Let's have some coffee. Can we have lunch? And then that lunch will go into conversations about UFC or how to plant a flower or what if the sun rays or how long, how fast is light, you know. And I like to just be you. So, because when I wanted to do an interview, usually people kind of put on like a front, like, okay, everyone I ever interview, like, I'm so nervous. Don't be nervous. It's just you and I. Like, it's just, we're just having a beer or we're having a coffee and we're just talking. We're just being, let's just be together. You know, it's a beautiful moment. And trying to rush that in an interview is hard because I could totally, I know for a fact, I could get someone from a big malting company in Europe right now and I could interview them. And they would give me the time of day, like, hey, for 45 minutes, you can ask me any questions you want. That's the end. Boom. Okay, but I want to go see what you do behind the scenes. I want to see how you react to your coworkers and to your employees. I want to see how you react outside of the world when you're vulnerable. I want to see that. And so for some reason, that fascinates me more than anything.
And I agree 100%.
Yeah.
And in an ideal world, that's exactly how I want to do it as well. But here's the thing, right? How many people start a podcast and they quit after like 10 episodes? It's because it's week after week after week. All of a sudden, they're like, my busy life. Now I got to figure out a way to put this into my busy life. Most people can't dedicate an entire evening or an entire day to like, let's go hang out before we record. Okay, and then we're going to record for a couple hours, and then we're going to hang out for a couple hours later.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I mean, that is like the way to do it, and all of a sudden you have a best friend. And I don't know about you, David, but I mean, people I have met through the podcast, I mean, even like yourself, right? Like, you develop these friendships.
Right.
And especially the people that I've had like genuine conversations with, where they've come over to my house and they've recorded a podcast, and we get emotional and we get deep and we connect. Dude, I got a best friend for life. And it is the most amazing thing that, like, there were times when I'd record in the past and, you know, I used to record, you know, Chrissy was my co-host on you know, I Am Salt Lakes for a while. And I would tell Chrissy, I would be like, you know, that was a good interview. Or, you know, I just wasn't feeling it that time. Or, you know, because there were times that, you know, just there was no connection. You know, and the thing is you don't know that until you interview them. You could go meet somebody for a beer or a coffee before you do a podcast to you know, run through whatever you're going to talk about and this and that. And you're going to say, oh man, this is going to be the best person to interview ever. But the moment you hit record, as you know, all of a sudden they freeze up, man.
Yeah, they change a little bit. But I mean, it doesn't go for every person, but I see where you're getting at. I wish in a perfect world, I would be able to have these, I could control time, right? But how I do it now personally is I reach out to these individuals later. How you doing? How's it going? Like I try, how many times I've reached out to you since we've met? You know, I'm like, hey, just thinking about you.
Do you follow up with your previous guests?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Most of them, yeah. The ones that want to still be in the industry or want to still be connected, absolutely. And the reason I do it is because it actually helps my career as well, building these relationships. I've had multiple individuals in my industry reach out to me and say, hey, do you have so-and-so's number? Because I would love to meet this person, or I need to collaborate or, you know, connect with this individual. Sure. Absolutely. Actually, I know, or I don't know how, or I don't have the information, but I know where you can get it. And it's been really cool to kind of be a little bit of a connector for the community. And that's why I feel like you are that in a way where you've met all these individuals where like, hey, do you remember that one rabbi you interviewed that one time? Sure. Let me get you his information. Boom.
Did you hear that interview?
Of course I did.
That was a fun podcast. Yeah. And I don't, stuff like that. Like, I'm just like, when do I have an opportunity to sit down with a rabbi in Utah?
You
know.
And you gotta educate yourself from that.
Yeah.
And that's an experience that you're living. You have these many, I'm speaking for me, through you.
Tell me, dude, I need to hear this stuff. Like, this
for
is
you,
good.
You're doing what I want to do is go meet. And it's like How It's Made. Remember that show, How It's Made?
Oh yeah.
How's a light bulb made? I don't fucking know. I don't.
Yeah.
But I like to watch how they make the little filaments and all the parts, blah, 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 blah. And you get to go meet these individuals like the mayor or whoever and these chocolatiers. And I want to go see what a chocolatier does, but you get to sit here and pick their brain for a second. And I'm like, okay, well, I get to live through Chris for a second. Because a couple months ago, one of my friends in the industry is an introvert.
Okay.
And this friend of mine came up to me and said, hey, and this is when I was actually came home from Italy and I was in cloud nine where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to hang it up. I don't need this podcast. I don't. I've made my friend. I've made my little niche. I've made a name for myself for a second. I don't need to do anything more. And this individual came up to me and said, hey, I'm so shy and so scared to talk to people that you are going out of your way to have conversations. You're my friend and that person's my friend. And you're having these, my friends are having this conversation that I wish I could start and I can't, but listening in on two of my friends talking makes me feel like I'm there. So thank you. And I'm sitting there going, I think my world just kind of paused right there. And I go, holy shit.
Yeah.
I don't realize that people actually do care about what we're talking about to a degree. I mean, there's the banter and there's things that happen that you don't got to listen to every second of every detail. But when you hear the deep things and you hear the actual conversation with two people that you care about talking about something they care about, you feel like you're there, right? It's like watching a good movie. You watch this wholesome movie, you're like, damn, that was awesome.
Well, that's why podcasting is even more intimate than a movie is, because most people listen to podcasts alone, right?
Yeah.
And with earbuds. So that's a one-on-one conversation that you're having with that person versus a movie, you might watch it with five, six, seven other people in a room.
Or in public, yeah.
Or in public, you know? And so that's the power of podcasting. And
I'm addicted to it in a way. Yeah. Like I try to deny it, but I am. It's just fun.
Deny what? Yeah, what were you denying?
Deny the fact that I like doing this. Because I told you, when I came home from Italy, I was debating hanging it up. There's people who can do the same things or are doing the same things.
But why? Why were you? Because you were burned out?
I was burned out. And then when I see other people mocking or mimicking the thing, not mocking, it's a bad word, when mimicking what I'm doing, it's like, well, let them do it. I don't need to do it.
Yeah.
Forget it. Because, I mean, how many I am Utahs are there? I am Vegas or I am Denver. Like, who cares if they're doing it? If another – I asked you this question, actually. Yeah. If someone started another I am Salt Lake and they're like, or we are Salt Lake, you couldn't do anything about it. But if they started a podcast, We Are Salt Lake, and they did the exact same thing you're doing, your response to me changed the way I thought about that question. As you go, great. That means someone else is getting more recognition to our community.
Yeah.
I'm like – God damn it, Chris. You're right.
Well, think about even this. I mean, what you're doing is really not that much different than what I'm doing, except your name is Taste Masters. I am Salt Lake, really.
Yeah.
Right? You're focusing typically a little more on the brewery side of things. I mean, obviously, mine's a lot more broad. It's like Utah. Okay. Well, okay. That's really broad, you know? If anything, I'm more jealous of what you have because you're a lot more niche down.
Right. We talked about that.
Yeah, well, I think about it all the time.
I mean, you know, I think it's difficult for you. I think I like what you're doing because you have I Am Salt Lake.
Yeah.
But you're bringing a spotlight to how cool Salt Lake is, because Salt Lake is cool. Utah is cool.
Yeah, Utah, yeah.
I want to fight it. I'm speaking for the people, I guess.
Sure.
We want to fight it because it has this, you can find the faults of Utah. Sure, we all can. I can find the fault in anything. You name something in this room, I'll find a fault with it. But why am I looking at the glass being half full or half empty? The glass just is full of water to some degree. Whatever it's half or three-fourths, I don't care. There's something in it, though, and we can agree on that. And I don't get why we have to, if you agree with me or don't disagree. Yeah,
it's just, what you focus on grows.
Yeah.
You know, when you focus on the good gets better.
And it does. And it does. And it's hard sometimes to put that balance in life.
I mean, yeah.
It's a conversation my wife and I have every day, ebbs and flows, right?
Yeah.
There's going to be good days and it's going to be bad. And that's how we all handle them. It's life, right? Yeah. So when it came to starting I Am Salt Lake, why did you care about I Am Salt Lake? Why I Am Salt Lake?
I mean, to go way back to the very beginning, back to like, let's even go back to 2010, 2011, I heard of podcasting back then, right? Like I you know, knew it was some kind of like nerdy internet thing that people did. And I think at that time it was really tech podcasts that were probably more popular anyway, because that was who was creating it, was other tech type people. Well, anyway, I was trying to do a blog, if I remember 100% correctly. I was trying to do a blog and I enjoy writing, but it also frustrates me at the same time. And so I wasn't able to really stay up with it. So I had another friend recommend to me, hey, you would be good with a podcast, right? Okay, well, what should I do a podcast about? You know, I don't live in LA or New York, right? Like, and at that time it was like tech podcasts or podcasts like Marc Maron with WTF, you know, interviewing big name movie stars, celebrities, stuff like that. Well, I happened to, my wife at the time, Suzanne, she made women's clothing and would sell them at like downtown farmers markets and events and street fairs and stuff like that. And so I got very connected to that community through her with that. And I was very jealous of her because I was like, well, you have something that you can give back to the community. I'm not in a band. I don't, you know, I want to create something. I want to make something and sell it. Well, then it hit me. I'm like, why don't I interview these people? Why don't I get their stories? Because especially let's go back to 2010, 2011, 2012, when the first episode of I Am Salt Lake was launched and released. The community was small and we all kind of influenced each other. I mean, the area is still small, but I mean, Salt Lake City, the valley, it's exploded.
Yeah.
There's a lot more people. I mean, this goes back to, I still remember when I-15 was two lanes on both sides,
you know,
before the Olympics came, right? Yeah. Like, it was a small community. I mean, Utah County, you couldn't buy beer on Sunday. You couldn't,
no chance.
You know what I mean? Like there wasn't, there was a lot more. It was a lot more conservative, a lot more. So anyway, so I said, I want to collect these stories of people in the area that are doing cool things. People at the downtown farmers market, the people that are making the granola, the people that are doing the food trucks, the people that are making the candles. I want to hear their story and find out like what it is that drives them. Because a lot of times they have a 9-to-5 job and then they come home at night and they do something, you know, they're 5 to 9s, they're, you know, 5 to 2 a.m. What is it that, and a lot of times when you talk to them, you find out it's somebody else that influenced them. Somebody else in Salt Lake City, they're like, oh, well, you know, Ted over there that makes, you know, that's the knife sharpener. He was a big influence. Or like even like you, David, with the podcast, or like myself. I mean, I'll toot my own horn for a little bit. How many people have I influenced with a podcast, right?
Yeah.
So thus, I am Salt Lake, right? Like that was the idea originally when the show was going to go up, you know, it was like when I had you on the show, David, you ended, hey, I am David, you know, from Tastemasters podcast and I am Salt Lake.
Yeah.
You know, boom, 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 easy peasy. And it seemed like a simple concept. And I was like, okay, I'm going to take this and run with it. I don't know how to interview people. I've never done a podcast. I've never done this. So this will be a good learning experience. And this will be my practice podcast. And then I will eventually have my main pod. Something will come to me, right? Like I thought I would have this like thing that hit me like, okay, Chris, this is your podcast now. Well, here I am 10 years later, still doing I Am Salt Lake. I wasn't expecting to do it this long.
Yeah.
And people told me I wouldn't last. Oh, you're going to run out of people to chat with. Da, 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 da. So yeah, I mean, it really was just a downtown farmer's market, right? You know, Pioneer Park goes on, you know, you've probably been to the farmers. That was where the idea came. And when I started, nobody knew what a podcast really was. So it was like having to, you know, explain to people, hey, do you want to come on my podcast?
What's a podcast?
Well, what's a podcast? Well, okay. You know, and so I had to really figure out how to teach people how to do it and what could be the, you know, least intimidating. Well, at that time, audio, okay? People weren't doing video. And so audio, it is. People don't get nervous. You know, for some reason, when you get a camera on somebody, people get even more nervous.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, we'll keep this audio only, which people still, I'm sure you run into it too. People get nervous. And so I wanted to make it as easy as possible because 95, 98% of the people that come on I Am Salt Lake have never recorded a podcast or anything. And actually, I go after those people. I don't want to go after big name people. People always ask me, they're like, who's your dream interviews? Thinking I'm going to come up with like these huge names like, oh, you know, whoever's...
Bob Barker.
Well...
The Price is Right. Let's go.
Is he from Utah? I don't know. Whoever's from Utah. But well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to go after the little names because they don't get the spotlight.
Yeah.
We pick up a City Weekly. We pick up a Slug Magazine. We see these interviews with the people that, you know, are running these things, you know, running organizations or even politicians. And don't get me wrong, there's a place for those conversations. But I'll let those conversations to the bigger publications.
Right. And this, they can still come on and have a good time.
Yeah,
whatnot.
I mean, I'll still interview
but
big names.
You're doing something, that's right. You go after the little people in a way to make them feel like they're one of the big people.
Yeah.
And that's where I admire you, Chris, is because so when I first started the podcast, I started going, okay, I got to know what a podcast is. I knew about
Serial, probably, right? No, that was probably the podcast everybody knows about Serial.
I had no idea. I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's always, anyway, yeah, it's but, a podcast, yeah.
I knew about three podcasts of all time, and then I looked in Utah podcasts, and three came up.
Which three?
It was yours.
Yeah, yeah.
It was for beer, so beer specifically. So yours came up because you had interviewed beer people.
Sure.
And then beer blog, Utah beer blog, Mikey Rydell.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
Tim was, over there, right?
Wasn't it? So Tim Herron does Utah beer news.
Utah beer, yeah.
Yeah, so then I'm like, oh, okay. So I should go listen to these guys to see what they're doing, kind of like see, am I doing it okay? Because these guys have a bigger following and, you know, you had like at that time, 400 and a billion episodes. I'm like, oh, this guy must know what he's doing. So I'm going to talk to him, you know. So you were one of the ones that kind of influenced me to the way to see if I knew, I don't know, if I was okay, right?
Yeah.
And then I started listening to what you were doing and then what Tim Herron was doing. And I loved, I still look up to, Tim Herron's not doing it right now for some reason.
Is he not doing his podcast now?
Yeah, he hasn't done it all year or for, since the summer. But yeah, bless his heart. He's one of the greatest, biggest hearted people you'll know. He's the sweetheart. And he, remember how you didn't like writing at the beginning?
Yeah.
So he comes from a journalist background. So he has these beautiful beer blogs.
Okay.
And so he goes out of his way to just talk about, he used to do it monthly, every first Thursday of every month. He do this newsletter. And the newsletter would say what new things were happening at each brewery, each distillery, and events that were happening in the environment. So basically, he was the spokesperson for the Utah beer community. And people would send him information, and he put it on this elegant platform, and then it would release it. And I go, holy shit, I can't do what that guy does. And his journalistic, his approach, when he interviews, it's more of a like, I want to get to know why you're doing it, and let's talk about what's going on with you.
Sure.
And I loved it. I loved it because my grandfather's a journalist. So I saw that and I respected it. But I'm a quirky, goofy, big head of hair. I just want to go talk and have a good time. So I'm like, I'm going to do it my way and see what happens. And then I watch you and you do that thing where you go for the smaller people too. I'm like, you're right. Because I think my biggest influence was someone asked me, if you were going to go to Disneyland, who's the one person you should ask for anything in the park? Like they'd have any, all the information. And I was like, oh, I don't know, one of the characters, one of the actors. And the guy's like, no, you ask the janitor. So the janitor knows everything. He cleans it. He goes in the back dark corners. He knows all the back works. He knows how to fix things. He knows everything. You ask the janitor a question. And I thought about that and I go, what the janitor? But he's not Cinderella or Goofy or, you know, the guy who takes your ticket. Like, yeah, he's the one that actually goes behind the scenes without credit and does the dirty work. And I sat there for a good like 30 minutes. And that's what you do.
Yeah.
You go and talk to the janitors who, I don't care if you're a janitor, the president, the pope, I don't care who you are. You're a human being and you matter. And you, for the time that you sit across from someone, they have your full attention and they matter. Like I respected the fact that you turned off your phone, you turned off like this, yeah, I'm right here with you. I'm like, fuck, yes, thank you. And that, you know, that's beautiful. And you've done that for 567 times at least.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to do in where I've niched down. It's kind of what Chris does, because Chris, you're the OG, dude. You are.
Well, thank you. It's been a journey, and you know, you talk about throwing the towel in, and there's plenty of times. Dude, I'm not gonna lie. That live show that was gonna be the last show.
No
there was
way.
There was a big chance, and to be 100% honest too, if I'm really gonna open up here on your podcast episode, I rarely get opportunities to sit here and talk, but even up until the very end, it was still clicking in my head like, should I do it? Should I do it?
You were gonna drop it on that.
I was gonna be like, all right, guys, we're done. This is it.
No
this
way.
This is the finale. But then there's a part of me that's like, what else would I do? Right? Like this is me. I couldn't imagine not doing this every week.
Could you though?
It'd be nice. No, I mean, I got to do a podcast of some sorts. There's, again, with my life and things shifting. I mean, obviously I'm a much different person than I was when I started the podcast. I've thought of rebranding the podcast. I've thought of, you know, changing the name. I've thought of ditching I Am Salt Lake and maybe starting a new show. But I don't know. It's still I Am Salt Lake. I mean, it's just such a good name. It's such a, I mean, it's just, it's established, I feel like. I mean,
yeah.
It's tough. I mean, I'm sure even with you, it's like, Tastemasters, this is my baby. I don't want to, you know, it's like.
Yeah, it's, then you have that life come through. You talk about the busy life and whatnot. And that's why I, you know, especially I keep bringing the Italy trip up, but I, a lot of my time is work and then my wife time, my family time is what I call it. And then I have my social time and then podcasting time. And I have to find this very, very fine balance between all of them. And sometimes one area needs more attention than the other. And sometimes if I focus more area on one specific aspect, then the other one suffers. So it's just, and sometimes, you know, my work quality was suffering at one point. You know, my home life was suffering at one point. My podcast life was suffering at one point because I'm putting too much on one side or the other.
Yeah.
And so that's when I realized, okay, I'm coming back and there's going to be more structure. I got to do me time, which is hard because I like distracting myself. I distract myself with, I don't like being bored and sitting by myself. That's scary to me. But sometimes
we need to talk lesson, about that. You got to have some alone time.
You do. So I learned that. Shut the hell up and just be. And that, okay. So I've been trying to meditate lately. So meditation, because you were telling me about you meditate.
I spend a lot of time meditating. And meditation is a big part of my life. Yeah.
It's becoming part of mine now. And I like that because for the first hour of my day, it's just me, no cats, no wife, no work, no podcast, no phone, no nothing. It's just me. And I tell you what, Chris, for the first 3 weeks, that was probably the hardest and the most emotionally like shaking thing
hard.
I've done.
You want to pick up your phone. What's going on? You know, somebody text me.
Can I just pick my nose? Maybe I can distract myself. Anything, you know, like, and that's when I realized you know more about yourself. And then you have more confidence, and then you can shine that confidence upon people than the other parts of your life. So balance, man, it's tough. Because your life ebbs and flows. I mean, you've gone through for the past 10 years, you can probably give me a list of what's gone on in your life. But for some reason, you still have a split second of fucks to give to someone to make them feel like they're cared about. And that's why I think you're a special individual. And that's why I Am Salt Lake is a huge impact in this community.
Well,
I think
you
did something amazing, dude. And if you stopped it, people would be like, damn, I hope he's all right. Like, you know, damn, that was awesome though.
Yeah.
I want, someone's going to be like, we got to do it again. And they'll do like a mimicking one. Like, or that's the wrong word, but another one that if you stop doing it, I promise you in a few years, you'll see one that's just like yours.
Well, there's a guy, he's in Alabama somewhere. He has an I Am something. He asked for my, you know, can I have your blessing to name, you know, what town? It doesn't matter. But I said, sure, that's fine. You know, I don't really care, you know. It's your show. I don't, you know, why would I care? It's not like it's that genius of an idea.
Right. Yeah, it's not copywritten by any means. I mean, yeah. I am. I could say I am anything. Yeah. Right? I am coffee table. All right, let's do it. So more questions I have for you. So you talked about name changing and rebranding and doing that. You've done some rebranding when it comes to the logo a couple times, right? I've seen different renditions of your stickers and plaques and whatnot. Is there some that you wish you'd go back to or you still want to change it?
Well, no. I mean, and that just goes back to, I mean, so I met Chrissy 3 years into doing the podcast, right? And before that, all of my logo designs and stuff like that, I would pay people like on Fiverr or online. I had no idea of, you know, what I wanted on a logo, anything like that, right? Like, so I just paid, outsourced it, or I tried to create something myself. Well, like I said, about 3 or 4 years into doing I Am Salt Lake, that's when I met Chrissy. And so I, you know, her being the talented artist that she is, it was easy because it was like, you know, we would be together and you know, a lot of times we would spend our Friday and Saturday nights with these logo concepts. So she just kind of ran with it, right? And so she would come up with these designs and logos and all of that. They were constantly changing, and a lot of that was just on her end. Now that Chrissy and I have parted ways, and you know, I've kind of continued on with the podcast, it's kind of like, well, now what do I want to do? You know, this is all up to me,
right?
And I'm not gonna lie, there's a part of me that's like, man, I'd still love to pay her to, because I think she did such a good job.
Sure.
I mean, with the websites and with all of that, you know, for the marketing and for all of the design. And she understood it. She knew how my brain was, right? And she understood podcasting, because a lot of times people that do those things, they don't know what a podcast is. Mm. They don't know what a logo is that might jump out at you in Apple Podcasts. So back to your original question, is there a design that I would love to go back to? I love the design that we have now, or that I have now for I Am Salt Lake. I'd be fine to use that. I mean, I don't think there's one necessarily I'd like to go back to. I mean, it's always fun to kind of come out with more modernized and more updated logos. I tend to be the type that will keep the same logo for 5 years. You know, it's like, oh, yeah. If it's not broken, don't fix it, right. You know? So, no, I mean, I wouldn't say it's more like down to, should I rebrand the podcast into I Am Utah or something a little more, you know, because it's like, obviously I don't only chat with people in Salt Lake.
Right.
But that's how the podcast has always been. I mean, even when I started it, I would still chat with people in Ogden and Provo, Park City, you know, all over. And a lot of that was that's because, you know, if you look at even Slug Magazine, right? Salt Lake Underground, that's what Slug stands for, right? But they still chat with people from Provo to Ogden to Park City to Tooele. And it's like, well, no. I mean, I could still be I Am Salt Lake and chat with people outside of Salt Lake City.
Have you ever thought about changing the name to I Am? I mean, sincerely considering I Am Utah, just changing it.
Sure, man. If I said no, I'd be lying. But I Am Utah sounds kind of dumb, I think. I don't know. I don't know. It just doesn't ring a bell.
I Am Salt Lake sounds better.
Yeah, it doesn't. Right. I Am Utah doesn't really, like, what? No, that doesn't really, you know.
Just don't say I Am Orem.
No, no. I'm Norm. I'm Norm. I don't know. No. There's also been a part of me that kind of always hoped that, like, other people would kind of do similar things in,
like, I Am St. George.
Yeah.
I Am Moab.
Yeah, like, just start.
I Am Four Corners area.
They wouldn't even have to call it I Am, but, sure. Like, why isn't there a podcast in Park City where they're interviewing Park City businesses? And maybe there is, and they're just very poor at marketing. I don't know. But I always hoped for that, because then even collaboration. Like, again, I Am Salt Lake and Tastemasters, we should be doing more stuff together.
Mm-hmm. I'm still making you do that 24-hour episode.
Yeah. We chatted about that when you originally came on the podcast. But so, yeah, I mean, I've thought about name changes and rebranding, again, because my life is so different. I mean, now that, you know, Chrissy isn't doing the podcast with me, I mean, she was such a big part of the podcast for, what, 7 years?
Yeah.
6 years?
And that energy was just
and awesome. I'm not going to lie. She brought something to the table, man. And I started the podcast by myself, and then I went through different co-hosts, and I liked the energy she brought to the table. And so that's been hard to figure out how to carry that on.
Because for a second, you tried bringing co-hosts on the beginning of this year. You've brought on some friends to sit in. Have you thought about trying to find a partner?
Sure.
A co-host? Would you prefer that than doing it by yourself?
Absolutely, 100%. Hmm. I have tried to bring different people. I mean, through the last 10 years, I've had different co-hosts. I mean, even back in, if you go back in the episode hundreds, I had my buddy Ryan Prince, co-hosted a handful of episodes. But recently, I had an individual, TJ. He's a great, great guy. I met him through the real estate industry. You know, he's a loan officer. Anyway, he co-hosted and he wanted to take it a little more, you know, real estate-y. And I was like, well, you know, I'm a real estate agent, but yet I don't really want to necessarily turn this into a real estate podcast. I mean, that really isn't what I Am Salt Lake is. So, yeah. I don't know if that really, you know, he's like, well, okay, maybe I'll just do something else on my own type
thing.
Yeah,
I mean, because you have a goal. I Am Salt Lake has a goal. Tastemasters has a goal, right?
Yeah.
And if that other individual doesn't see
the same goal.
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, since I originally started with a co-host, his name was Wyatt. That's who I started it with. But then halfway, you know, 10, 12 episodes in, his life changed.
Yeah.
He was getting married. He had to go do things for, you know, other things. And so he wasn't in this anymore. Originally, he was like all in. But then we kind of grew apart. And then he left. And that's totally fine. If I had it my way, I'd totally have someone that had his, he had the brains. He knew everything about nothing. He knew nothing about everything. He was the smartest person I know. And I would love to have just him back to do this. And so I would be doing all the work. Cause I do, you know, there's about five of us on the team, but they have their own parts in it. They don't really, it's basically just me. 90%, 95% of it is just me. And then my producer, Corey.
That's what was nice about doing a podcast with Chrissy, because she took all of the marketing, all of the design, and then I didn't even have to worry about any of that.
Yeah.
You know, I was able to just focus on the podcast. So, but when you have to focus on everything.
Yeah. It's daunting.
Tiresome, you know.
Yeah. And that's why shutting the fuck up, being with yourself and giving some self-love. Dude, I haven't taken a bath in probably since I was 13. I've taken more baths since I've been home from Italy.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking my language.
Soaking, you know?
Get some Epsom salts in there. Yes. And
light some candles and go, man. It really is. It's just fascinating how simple that is, but it really is therapeutic.
Some music, a little Pink Floyd maybe. And, you know, you're just...
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Chris, on that note, we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
And then go collect ourselves and come back. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Shout out to our longtime and extremely supportive sponsor, Fisher Brewing Company. As one of the staples of Salt Lake City, Fisher Brewing is a must visit. With a different food truck every day, a loving, attentive staff, canned beer, and some of the sickest swag in town, Fisher Brewing Company is a spot you'll never forget. Trust us when we say, when you walk through those doors at Fisher Brewing Company, you will feel the atmosphere and you will feel loved. See you at Fisher, my friends. All right, guys, we're back. Chris and I have been having a good time.
Yeah.
Chris, questions for you. You ready for this?
I thought we were recording. It's funny. David, we were chatting here, and I'm like, wait, that wasn't being recorded?
No.
Yeah.
That's a Chris and David time. That's special to me. That's kind of what I like to have.
You should be, like, recording that and then release it just to Patreon people.
You know, I have tried that before, but my producer and I became more tedious than it was enjoyable.
Yeah. See, and that goes back to, you know, back to how we were talking in the beginning of like this ideal thing of like creating this whole like hangout before and after. Hey, you know what? That's great, but that gets tedious too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
distracted, you know. So here we go.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't know what any of these questions, by the way, people that are listening right now. I don't know.
So right now, you are probably the biggest podcaster in Utah. You're one of.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. You got to put it out there. Okay. What podcast do you yourself listen to or enjoy? And that doesn't have to be just Utah, but enjoy overall.
Well, okay. So as you know, I mean, I'm a real estate agent. I got my license last year, summer 2021. So since I've got into real estate, I listen to a lot of real estate podcasts. That's boring. We don't need to talk about that. I mean, that's... nobody really cares about those titles. And if you do, you can send me a message off air and find out what real estate podcasts I listen to. But besides that, I mean, some of the podcasts that I listen to religiously and every week, I get excited when the episodes come out. There's a podcast, it's out of Pennsylvania. It's called Mediocre Show. I've probably mentioned this before. You've probably heard me say it. They're just some buddies of mine that I've met through podcasting. And their biggest listenership happens to actually be in Utah. So I met them there's another podcast out of Salt Lake called Geek Show, which was a very big influence of I Am Salt Lake, the beginning of I Am Salt Lake, because I know a lot of those guys that do that podcast.
Still?
They still do it. They still podcast to this day. So back in like 2010, we'd go to barbecues and they would be there and they would talk about their podcast and I'd be like, oh, this sounds like... so much fun. Anyway, so Geek Show and Mediocre Show were like best friends. Like they just did a lot of podcast stuff together, even though one was in Pennsylvania and one's in Utah. Well, so I got connected to Mediocre Show, and so they kind of took me under their wing too, and we all became good friends. And so my friendship with them like kind of made my love of their podcast even more. And so kind of goes back to what you were even talking about before, where that intimacy thing, where you become connected and you really do, you become good friends with.
Then now your friends are having conversations that you feel like you're a part of, exactly. Even though they're a couple states away.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's that podcast, and then I know I mentioned to Mark Maron, WTF. I love his interview style. I've actually taken a lot of his format styles and a lot of what he does. I put that into I Am Salt Lake, the way he does the intros and outros of his show. And so he's been, you know, even though he's big comedian, you know, I know he's not listening to your podcast, David.
How dare you? I'm sending it to him right now.
maybe he is. I don't know. But so he's been so there's that one. And then Pete Holmes does, You Made It Weird. I don't know if you've ever listened to Pete Holmes. He's a comedian that I really enjoy his interviews. So those are some podcasts that I listen to outside of real estate podcasts.
So going off that, some podcasters that you know.
Yeah.
Which are some that impress you and why?
Podcasters that I know that impress me?
You're like, damn, they're doing something kind of cool. Well, that's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I really think even here in Utah, I mean, even really with what you're doing with Tastemasters, and I'm not just saying that because you're sitting here, but I think what you're doing kind of like I was even telling you when you were setting up, like the way you're doing it remotely and with all your gear, I mean, you have beautiful, wonderful gear that's really set up to capture beautiful sounding podcast interviews. This is what I wanted when I started I Am Salt Lake, right? So with what you're doing, there's also a gentleman by the name of Tony. You met him at the Utah Podcast Coalition. He's the Ask Tony Show, I believe is his podcast. I think what he's doing is great just because he's really does a good job of mixing video and audio together. And there's a bit of jealousy there with me there. I think that I don't know jealousy. I don't like the word. I don't like to think of myself as a jealous person, but I like to look at people that I strive to be. And those are the people that I'm like, okay, I like what they're doing. I strive to be that type of person where I strive to be like what Tony's doing with video and podcasting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, like with you and what Tony's doing.
Yeah, well, thanks.
We'll appreciate end it that. There, I guess, with that question.
Here's another question for you, brother. What have you, it's over 10 years, over 10 years of podcasting, what have you learned throughout podcasting that has changed your life? Whether it's the time you put into podcasting, whether it's interviews, interviewees, interviewers, what have you learned that you can take and has changed your life for the better or for the worse?
I think just even having conversations with people in general, right? Every time I chat with anybody, I'm not uncomfortable because I just treat it like a podcast interview. And I know that sounds crazy, right? Mm. Like let's say I go on a date with somebody. Let's say I go on a date with a girl. Let's say I go to a job interview. Let's say, I'm meeting somebody, a real estate client.
Right.
A lot of times you're nervous, right? You're like, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to act. I don't, whatever. But I know that you should even probably be able to agree with this, where having so many conversations with people, it's like, oh, it's just another one of those conversations. You know, I'm just there getting to know somebody. It doesn't need to be intimidating. It doesn't need to be stressful. But so often, we look at a conversation as such a stressful experience. Hmm. And I think podcasting week after week of doing these conversations. And again, as you know, David, you don't know how that conversation is going to be. And so you don't know, am I going to have to steer it a little bit? Am I going to, you know, or is it going to be easy? Is it going to be hard? And so you learn these certain skills and then you could take those skills to your everyday life skills. And I've actually found it to be very beneficial.
Do you find it therapeutic too?
The conversations?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think I don't know if we got this in the recording or at what point I mentioned this, but you know, the weeks that maybe I didn't have as amazing of a conversation, I was like, man, I feel I didn't have my therapy session. You know, if you connect with somebody and you have a really good conversation, you can leave that podcast interview feeling so satisfied where you're just like, okay, that was awesome.
Yeah. I think it's That's the high I like having. I like having that on the way. Most of my interviews are done in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
So I live in Utah County. So I love, I don't know if my wife does, but I do. I'll call her up and I'll be like, you know, maybe I am running an hour late to when I told her I'd be home or whatever. I just met the most badass person ever. She goes, you say it about everyone, but this person is badass. Like, you know, and I just expound on how this individual is so cool. So when, if and when she meets this individual, she'll be like, I know you're so cool. And I like that. I like people I meet are cool in their own ways.
Yeah.
And it's therapeutic for me, I think. And I try, for some reason, I tried to deny that it's therapeutic for me. I don't know why.
Most people will not sit down with you for an hour. If you were to call them up and say, hey, let's go out and sit, you know, just chat for an hour. What the heck are you talking? Get lost. But if you say you have a podcast, they'll listen, right? It's pretty cool how that works out. And yeah. And then, like you say, how you meet these badass people. And it's like, dude, podcasting is, it's, I mean, fake talk radio, man.
Fake talk radio.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. What's some of the coolest guests that you've had that you want to bring back on?
I bring them back on, man, when I want it. You, for one. I mean, you were a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I mean, you're welcome. I mean, people ask me this question a lot. And it's like, how do you really answer it and be honest? Because it's like your kids. I mean, granted, I only have one kid. But I could imagine if you have five kids. How do you say, well, which kid is your favorite? Because you're going to love them all the same, right? They're your kids. So it's kind of like the interviews I've had, the episodes I've had. They all kind of have a special place in my heart, really, okay. Because they've all kind of highlighted that moment in time. Now, granted, there are people that I've had on the podcast that I felt like a million bucks getting them on the podcast, and that goes back to even the beginning days of I Am Salt Lake. I mean, there's a certain individual I talked about, Geek Show podcast, Kerry Jackson, who does, you know, he's on Geek Show, Radio from Hell, morning show. And when I had brought him on I Am Salt Lake, I felt like I was on top of the world. Oh my gosh, I got Kerry Jackson on my podcast, you know? And because I idolized him. He's in radio and I want to be in radio. You know, when I started I Am Salt Lake, I thought, oh, I'm going to become this radio DJ, right? So really I think definitely any radio personality person, any DJ, anybody involved in radio has kind of been my dream interviews that I've had on the podcast. I'm trying to think. If there's, I would have to probably say them, you know, radio
I like
conversations.
That. I want to have someone a radio because they also have the microphone as their therapy.
Yeah.
So I'd love to bring someone on that, you know what I mean? That's why I think for me, a highlight of mine, you know, past couple months has been bringing you on, you saying yes, because I get to talk to someone who's so experienced and has this vast knowledge of like, hey, let's have a conversation. Let's just talk. And that's what I care about you. I mean, sure. I see Chris, the real estate agent. I see Chris, the father. I see Chris, the I Am Salt Lake. But then I see Chris, my brother. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And I like all your hats, bro. And
well, thank you.
And I think you do a swell job in all of them. Sure, your life's not perfect, but I like that it's not perfect because you're human. If you were perfect, I don't know if I would. I'd be like, oh, guys, oh, can't amount to that guy. And watching you just go through it and still have the smile every time I talk to you, it's the best, dude. You really are a genuine human being.
Well, thank you.
And so having you here is really cool.
It's been hard because I know I haven't always been the best at letting my personality come out, letting myself shine as much as I should. It's hard with doing a podcast like I Am Salt Lake because I'm not really there for me.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
So it's like, how do you let your personality come out in that way? Right? So I'm learning how to do that. And especially now going back to I Am Salt Lake being a solo hosted show. It's like, okay, it's just myself and whoever I'm bringing on.
That's for me difficult. I don't want, again, I'm like you. I don't, Tastemasters is not my, it's not about me. Sure, I'm the hair, the face of it, right? But I want my guests to be the one that are spotlighted. I want to make sure it's about them. That's why it's really hard for me when I have the pictures. When you post pictures of your episodes, I don't see you in any of them. It's about that individual or a team or whatever.
But I should be.
Why? Maybe a swipe. If I swipe left and then I see your
because
picture.
Because I think it's important. I think if I was to go back and change anything with I Am Salt Lake, it would be to implement more of my personality, because it comes down to this. If anybody could step in, if you don't have your personality shine through, David, that means I could come in and do Tastemasters just like you. Nothing would be different and you could be replaced. The moment that you could be replaced is a scary moment.
Damn.
And so if you allow your personality to come through, nobody can change that and nobody could take that away from you. And then you become priceless and you become untouchable.
Damn, Chris. Yeah. But I guess that's and I look at it, the scary thing that holds me back is I feel it's almost a selfish way. And I have this fear that individuals will talk about it and say, look at this selfish individual, which they probably aren't having those conversations, or that thought may cross their minds. But why give it any, why am I giving that any energy?
And I think the same way as you, but that's where I'm still struggling is like, how do you let your personality come through without taking too much of the spotlight, without being a narcissist, and without hogging the show?
Yeah, that's my fear, I guess. But probably your fear too. You don't want to, that's why you probably bridled back a little bit.
But it goes back to even your question. I think you, I know we brought this up in this recording, and I think you brought it up at the live show originally, but you know, if somebody was to copy me, see, and my thought would be, I don't care because they're a different person. Mm-hmm. They have a different personality.
Yeah.
You and I can interview the same people. They're going to be completely different
interviews.
They're
going to
be different vibes even.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's what makes it beautiful.
Yeah. And that's why that's where I had to learn, because of your comment. I took your comment. I took it across the ocean to sit on it and be like, why does it matter? And then the real goal of what I'm doing is I'm showcasing and hearing these beautiful souls that don't necessarily get a chance. I love the heavy hitters, all the ones I brought on before. It's an honor to sit next to these legends of brewers or distillers and people in the industry and be like, holy shit, you've been doing it for 20 plus years. Your face is on the can, your face is on bottles, on you know, merchandise, and oh my God. But some of the best conversations I've had are people that are working their asses off and no one knows they exist except for that small group right there. That's the special ones.
And it's like you said, they've been in the industry for 20 years. And if you look at it, that's amazing, because they're solely in it because they love it.
Right.
They did not get into it because they want this stardom and they want to become famous, because they've been doing it for 20 years and no one even knew who they were.
Right.
Right.
And that's selfless. And I love that. And I think the biggest, I kind of laugh at this when I get told this, maybe you get the same thing. Why do you want to interview me? I'm not interesting.
Everybody's interesting.
Ah, that's my response. Yeah, you are. I give a fuck about you. Like, I want to hear your story. If not for the world. So sometimes I've had a couple episodes where it's just that person and I, and we'll talk. And then we had a good conversation. And the individuals will be like, can we not post that? I think it's special and I just want to keep it that way. Absolutely.
You've had somebody tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I've never had, in all the years of me doing a podcast. Yeah. Now, there's been episodes I haven't released, but that's because I didn't want to release it.
Ah. Have you hit every single week? Have you not missed a week?
No, I've missed weeks. I've missed weeks recently. I haven't missed a lot. Really, very few and far between.
Mm. Have you tried doing twice a week? Did you try that for a second?
When I first started, I Am Salt Lake, I used to release Monday and Thursday. Again, going back to Mark Maron, WTF, because that's how he did it. Because I always figured, well, if somebody doesn't like who I chatted with on Monday, they only have to wait a couple more days and then they get a Thursday episode and vice versa. Well, then I actually had people reach out to me. Now, when I first started my podcast, if two people reached out to me, I felt like it was a lot of people, right? And so I had a couple people tell me, like, I'm having a hard time keeping up with all your episodes here. And I'm like, okay, I can hold, you know, pull the reins back a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, Grant, I think at this stage of the game, I think I could easily up it to two episodes a week and be just fine. Because I think people are a little more selective usually with their podcast episodes. I think very few podcasts do people listen to every episode. I know even me, some of my favorite ones, I don't listen to every episode.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that was a bad episode. It just means I don't have enough time in the day to listen to everything I want to listen
right.
to.
Right. And I have books to read. I have other things to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Like books. That's and, why and movies.
A lot of people apologize to me, my friends, like, oh, sorry, I'm not caught up. Like, I don't care. You're not going to listen to every episode.
Yeah.
If you find something that you like, go for it. And you listen to it and whatnot. But Chris, at the end of the day, when it comes to I Am Salt Lake, with the podcast, are you happy overall with it?
Yeah. I would have to say yes, if I'm being 100% honest. The moment I'm not happy with it is the day I'm going to quit it.
Hang up the mic. Is there going to be a farewell speech?
Well, and it goes back to, I mean, there's been times, I you know, I think you got it on the audio of this, where I'm like, should this be the final show? And to say, yeah, of course. I mean, the thought crosses your mind to quit this podcast, David. Yeah. I mean, I think any podcaster has the thoughts come to their head. I mean, we have the thoughts every day, you know, when you're driving into work, you're like, should I quit this job, right? like we have these thoughts,
yeah, you're right.
But it doesn't mean you act on those thoughts. It doesn't mean that you follow through with it.
Yeah.
So as long as I keep having fun, I'm going to keep showing up. And now, especially since I don't have sponsors on I Am Salt Lake, if I don't feel like putting out an episode in a week, I'm not going to do it. I mean, because that goes back when I had sponsors on the pod, I had to show up every week, whether I wanted to or not. It became a job at that point. And so thus one of the reasons. Now, granted, I've actually tossed around the idea of bringing some more sponsors back on just to kind of help with some of the you know, funding of just the podcast, because there was something kind of cool about, you know, the podcast kind of, you know, was self-supporting itself, and you know, the sponsors paid for, you know, new equipment or editing or you know, web hosting or whatever.
Right.
You know, there's something nice about that, but there's also something nice about not having a sponsor. Mm. And if I don't want to put out an episode, I don't have to.
Yeah. That's really cool. It's a good perspective I haven't had on podcasting, because you've done it for so long that you've kind of seen where put the gas pedal on or hit the brakes a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Here's a few more questions for you, Chris.
Sure. Bring them on.
So we're almost done with the year 2022. This is the 10 year, right?
Is that what year we're in? Yeah, I keep getting these years mixed up.
2 years after the world ended, okay?
Yeah.
So what's some goals you have as I Am Salt Lake to finish out the year, and goals as Chris Hollifield?
Well, to finish out the year, I mean, just keep getting episodes out. I mean, I don't really have any big goals for this year per se. I mean, there's only a few episodes left. But I mean, as a whole, I mean, keep doing the show, keep being involved in podcasting. You know, I always wanted to have, like, you know, that home with the podcast studio in the garage, yeah, with the you know, the green screen and the video cameras, and I still have that dream, man. Like, there's been moments where I've been kind of close to that happening and kind of having that. You know, in my last house I lived in, I had a really cool podcast room that I, you know, it wasn't anything special, but to me it was.
Yeah.
You know, a dedicated space. I was able to leave my equipment up and all of that. I still have that to this day. I still want to, you know, I think it would still be cool to do, you know, have it a full YouTube channel and this and that. Now, granted, here I am still 10 years later saying that. Hey, you know what? I'm going to keep saying it because it's a dream. It's what I have. I just don't have enough hours in the day to learn. I mean, video, I don't know a lot about video. I don't even know, you know, the best cameras and this and that. And so I just need to sit down and learn it. But yeah, those are kind of the goals with that. I don't know. Right now I'm kind of just cruising and seeing where things go, man.
Nothing wrong with that, brother. Nothing wrong.
And seeing what happens, because again, this has been kind of a weird year for me. And so I'm just kind of staying afloat and keep smiling.
You're cared about, brother. And like I said, as soon as you stop doing this, people are going to be like, what the fuck? And someone's going to bring this back alive. It's going to be Salt Lake MI.
New people have offered to pay for it, man. People have offered to buy I Am Salt Lake. And so that, when that offer, and I think I talked about this at the live show, man, when that offer got presented to me, I was like, okay, maybe I have something here, you know?
But that's when you're priceless. Yeah. You made that comment. Like, once you're priceless, you can't buy that. I'm worth than that. More than that.
Yeah. Well, you're like, gosh, $500, that would be kind of nice. You know what I mean? Like, but at the same time, you're just like, that's my baby.
Yeah.
It's kind of like why I am Salt Lake. Like I was doing a Utah in the Weeds podcast, a cannabis podcast, right? And if anything, it's probably more successful than I Am Salt Lake if you really want to look at the big picture. But I Am Salt Lake was my baby. So when I had to cut back from my podcasting, when I got into real estate, I had to step back from Utah in the Weeds, you know? And it's like, Tim, you continue with Utah in the Weeds. And I want to stick with I Am Salt Lake because that's my baby.
Yeah, you know? And it helps you. And I think it's something that you've created. And it's your creation. Yeah. It's your art. Yeah. You know, I look at it as it's my recipe that I brought to the table.
Yeah.
People can enjoy the recipe or they don't. You don't have to like spicy food or, you know, right? This is my creation. I can share it with you.
Yeah.
Whether you're a sweets or savory person, it's whatever. If you could do a collaboration with anyone, podcaster-wise, who would that be with?
Well, we've talked about it.
Oh, we're going to. I'm making you do. Chris and I, everyone's listening, we are doing a 24-hour episode live.
I just think that would be
straight
so
24
fun.
Hours.
Wouldn't that just be the 100%. Funnest thing? Like,
we're going to get coffee sponsors. Yeah. We're going to get anything that keeps us up. We're gonna
some no-dos, you know, like popping.
We are going to go hard. I'm going to make it happen. You're coming.
I really just think that would be the funnest thing ever to do a 24. Imagine having to book that. Where you would almost have to get 24 people to bring through, have an hour, but
there's
you would
some night
be
owls out there.
So exhausted.
But think about
it.
What we could do is we could bring on brewers and distillers. I could bring out some kombucha. I could bring out some sake, some coffee people. You know, we could have a coffee person every like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then you fill in those other gaps with people of Salt Lake.
Yeah.
So let's bring on the mayor. Let's bring on, you know, some teachers and let's bring on these. So every third hour we get something in my industry, if you will, and then everything from you, and we 24 people, come on. You get an hour?
And we wouldn't even necessarily have to be chatting with somebody. I mean, it could even just be you and I bantering for a few hours.
How much
hours
we hate our lives at the hour 19?
If you could figure out a place, I would do this tomorrow if we had a place to do it.
Don't. I'm going to make this happen.
No, like, okay, we should do it. I wonder if there's a place, okay, we should talk about.
We'll talk about that.
I just think it would be the funniest thing ever
to
do.
Like, and then what we could do is we could raise money for charity,
live stream it or something.
Totally, because we got friends in the radio business.
And then record it. And like, would you chop it up into small episodes?
Well,
how would you make a 24-hour episode?
Yeah, I mean, what you could do is just full on send it, and then. What we do is break it down. We'll talk about this, but I have ideas.
I just think it would be the funniest thing ever. Yeah.
And if anyone's against this, let us know.
Well, I don't know why anybody would be against it. I mean, you know.
I could find us a location. I could do it. We're making it happen, Chris. If there's a will, there's a way.
And then just live stream it like on Facebook or Instagram or whatever people live stream these days.
We have a whole Title I group that's more than willing to help us do this too.
I wonder if we, but see, you wouldn't want to do it there though.
No, I wouldn't do it there.
You want to do it at like a place.
A local place.
I think it would even be fun to do it where people could come and watch you live.
Absolutely.
During the 24 hours.
That's what you need. And because a lot of my live episodes, I have one mic just free floating and I'll just turn it to whoever guest comes in. You want to come talk on a podcast? Let's go. It can be open like that. Oh. We'll talk, Chris.
We actually talk about this, the more like realistic it could really be.
Oh, it's totally real.
And it actually, it doesn't sound as crazy as...
You and I have to dedicate at least 30 hours. Why? Because I need 6 hours of sleep afterwards.
let's do it. I think it could be funny.
Yeah.
It'll be
epic. And I think we should raise money for charity the whole time.
We could get people to, you've seen UHF, right?
Yeah.
We could have like where they call in at the end, you know, to raise money to save UHF.
Because we're not in it to make money.
And we could be like, come on, guys, we'll make a call out.
I look like Weird Al, so it makes sense. I'll wear the glasses. No, but we're making that happen, Chris.
We could like raise money for the homeless in Salt Lake or something. I don't know. That's kind of a generic, like get something a little more, the homeless need help, but yeah, anyway.
Boom. I got you excited.
Rambling now and your listeners are like, this isn't interesting. I don't want to hear this.
Okay. Last question.
Last question.
What can I do for you to help you out as I Am Salt Lake?
I think the biggest thing is really, as with any podcast, is to tell people about it. Really. I mean, that's how any podcast grows, right? Like, I'm sure you don't have an advertising budget. I don't have an advertising budget. Plus, to be perfectly honest, I mean, I've done billboards before, right? You've seen those digital billboards on the side of in Salt Lake. I did one of those for I Am Salt Lake. I didn't see any traction with that thing. Maybe got a few listeners. But, dude, the best way to get listenership is word of mouth, because the moment you tell me what your favorite podcasts are, I'd be like, man, I like David. I'm going to listen to his podcast.
Yeah.
But if some billboard on the side of this road tells you to listen to a podcast, I'm not going to listen to it. I mean, what's – actually, I think there's one coming back. If when you're coming back from Salt Lake into Utah County, there's a billboard. You've probably seen it. And it's a podcast billboard. It's some murder mystery podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like
– A Murder with My Husband or something.
Yeah, but see, do you remember it, though? You don't even remember it, right? But if a friend told you – that podcast, you're going to probably remember it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that, I think the biggest help with I Am Salt Lake, and the biggest help I'm sure David could get with Tastemasters is to tell people.
Yeah.
And tell one person.
How do we listen to I Am Salt Lake? How do we contact you? How do we send you?
Really, wherever you listen to podcasts, however you're listening to Tastemasters right now, just open up that app and do a search for I Am Salt Lake. Hit subscribe. It's free. Every week, a new episode comes right into your podcast player. And actually, tonight, do you know who I'm interviewing tonight?
No.
Chad Hopkins from Hopkins Brewery.
No way!
So this is actually a good example on how you and I, we interview similar people. So your brewery people, I'm sure, would be interested in a lot of the people I've interviewed. I mean, one of the very first... I want to say it was episode 26, Jason Stock from up at Squatters, the big beard guy.
Mm-hmm.
I got him on I Am Sully, and I felt like such a stud. I was like, oh my gosh, I got, you know, the Squatters, the Hops Rising guy, you know?
Yeah.
At that time, that was my favorite beer, you know?
Yeah.
I loved Hops Rising. And
that's a big name.
Yeah.
He's a legend.
And so anyway, I bring a lot of brewery and a lot of distillery people on I Am Salt Lake too. So then... You know, I don't know when this episode's going to air, but come check out some of my episodes. Come dig through the back catalog at iamsaltlake.com, and you might find an episode or two that you like.
Hell yeah, and learn
then
something about it.
Connect with me on social media, on Instagram, I Am Salt Lake on Instagram, and just say hello. This is the thing, and I'm sure you would say the same thing. This is all pointless if everybody's quiet and nobody says hello, nobody networks. Nobody reaches out to anybody. Let's communicate. Let's network. Let's all become friends. We're a small community, and we can all help each other thrive and grow.
Amen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Chris, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come sit down with me. Good luck. Say hi to Chad for me tonight. And that, brother, until the next beverage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your podcast,
awesome,
man.
Brother. Thank you.
Yeah.
This has been another episode of The Tastemasters. Find us on Instagram @_Tastemasters, Twitter @TheTastemasters, or on Facebook @TheTastemasters. Like, share, subscribe, DM us for any questions, or leave a review. Tell your friends, and thanks for listening. Produced and recorded @Fuse Audio. Give them a follow @Fuse_Audio.